Cuando vas a
A delegation of disabled Senegalese athletes is in Abu Dhabi to participate in the Special Olympic Games, which continue on until March 21st. This will be their fourth participation in the Semper Olympic Games, which takes place every 4 years. In 2015, there were 9 Senegalese athletes. This year, almost 30 will be representing Senegal in 5 disciplines: table tennis, athletics, 7-a-side football, swimming, and for the first time, show jumping. In today's international report, we hear from Emmanuel Landé, who has this report from Dakar.
The atmosphere was festive at the Leopold Sédar Senghor Stadium in Dakar as the Special Olympics athletes met for some final group photos before their departure to Abu Dhabi. The Minister of Sport, Matar Ba, came to see them off and present the Senegalese national flag to the delegation of young sportsmen and women with mental disabilities. This year, Senegal is sending 27 athletes, thanks to Special Olympics Senegal, an organisation which works to integrate mentally deficient people into society through sport.
It's very rare in Africa because of some of our traditions. We have a tendency to treat certain children like second-class citizens. They're a good example to the rest of the population to show that we are all of equal dignity. And these children are going to fight for their country. They're committed, and they'll compete with patriotism and dignity like any Senegalese.
For Hadija C, a 28-year-old athletics champion, the competition is also an opportunity to make her parents proud.
I'm going to bring back the gold, but I also want to make my mom proud.
A first this year, Alkali Diouf is the first show jumper to represent Senegal in the Special Olympics. The 24-year-old has autism spectrum disorder and has only been riding for 6 years. He trains every morning with his horse, Niagara.
Niagara is friendly. I like riding. He's big. I have trained a lot for the competition in Abu Dhabi. I'm going to jump a lot over the obstacles.
His coach, Mansour Silla, is also confident.
For us, it's total discovery, because it's the first time Senegal is sending a show jumper to the Special Olympics. Alkali is well prepared. When he's in Abu Dhabi, he'll be on a borrowed horse because he can't bring his. He's used to riding different horses, so I don't think that'll be a problem. Now he just has to remember the obstacles, and we'll just have to see who he's up against.
A handful of schools enroll children with special needs, but once they finish school and reach the age of 16, the options are limited. Aurélie Diouf, Alkali's mum, lists off the impressive activities of her son: table tennis, swimming, and soon he'll be starting the guitar. The National Art School has a subsidised programme for people with disabilities, but otherwise, it's up to parents to pick up the slack.
Specialised schools exist, but after a certain age, they don't take them. What we do is we have a private tutor that comes to the house and helps him with his studies. Otherwise, there's a National Art School that recently started taking them in and teaches them art and music. But otherwise, are there any schools? No, there's really not that many.
For sports, at least, Senegal is on a trajectory to make it even more accessible to people with disabilities, according to the Minister of Sports. The discovery of oil and gas off the coast of Senegal will, in time, help pay for better sports facilities for all athletes, he says.
When we talk about the youth in the country, there is no discrimination. It's all Senegalese youth because Senegal now has resources, natural resources, and we're moving towards energy production. We'll have our own petrol and our gas, and we'll have the luxury of expanding all the sectors that can boost economic and social development in this country.
Today, nearly 4,000 athletes join sporting activities put in place by the Special Olympics Senegal organisation. Its goal is to promote the inclusion of people with mental disabilities, who are still too often victims of discrimination and social isolation. For RFI in Dakar, Emmanuel Landé.
the genie, 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 the gen